Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Holly in the Tax Quips forum with this very valid concern. She says, "My husband had to go to an assisted living facility following hospital and skilled nursing stays, and I understand the nursing portion of his assisted living monthly fee is a tax-deductible expense. When I asked the administrator of his assisted living facility, which is run by AmeriCare, what percentage of his monthly fee was attributable to nursing, I was told 66%. Okay, fine, but she would not give it to me in writing in a simple written statement. She said if the IRS has any questions, have them call her, which I realize is not a very reasonable reply. My question is, do I have to have a written statement from the facility before I can add this to my medical deductions?" Well, Holly, Michael Reed, our enrolled agent in California's San Jose area, has provided an excellent response and a resource from the Elder Law Answers website. He refers you to this article, which explains some of the possible deductions. Be aware, he says, that if your husband is there primarily for medical care, room and board may also be deductible. "I'm really surprised," he says, "that the assisted living facility does not have a form letter ready for you. We do lots of these and never have a problem getting medical substantiation. Maybe asking someone in admittance or marketing might get you a better answer." Now, I add this additional tip. To ensure that your husband doesn't lose the deduction, please get a written order, prescription, or letter from the physician specifying that he needs to move to the care facility and why, and try to get a new letter every year he needs to be there. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about medical expenses and other tax and business issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.